Welcome to the Smart Travel Jewels podcast. I'm Julian Smartrimple, one of the dynamic hosts of our new and improved show.
And I'm Delta Williams, the second dynamic host of our new and improved show.
You are with the Smart Jewels Network family right now, you all. You're going to be going on our journeys as we travel to tons of continents and countries.
Yes.
So we've gone to Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, and Liberia in the last year, you all.
The motherland.
And really interviewing tons of citizens that are entrepreneurs, small business owners, and even young professionals that are doing some great and trailblazing things in their communities.
Yes, and don't forget, we also been to Central America, El Salvador. Yes, El Salvador, not the place that you think it is. In addition to Asia and South Korea, all in the span of 365 days.
So we have a ton of hidden jewels that we're gonna let you see behind the scenes of how myself and Delta and our team travel to all of these countries that you'll be learning about. We're going to be teaching you about their culture. We're gonna teach you about the currency, the food, and most importantly, the attractions and the excursions that you have to see in these countries.
Yeah, say food again, because that's just hitting my belly right in the right spot. I have a personal connection when it comes to the culinary arts whenever we travel, so that's my sweet spot right there. But in addition to the cuisine that we have, we also immerse ourselves in the culture. And always make sure that we find ourselves in the local community, because when we travel, we want to bring you the real, the raw, the unfiltered country as it is. Because as content creators, we pride ourselves on being able to provide the actual snapshot, not the IG, not the social media clout view of what it is to actually live, work, and sustain yourself in that country.
And so just like Delta said, we're gonna be interviewing locals. You're gonna be watching us as we live and commune and also do business and patronize the locals.
Make money.
Yes, we're gonna definitely show you all how these citizens make money and also learn about their culture, you all. And literally, you'll be getting behind the scenes access again to how we pack for our trips, how we prepare and go through immigration for our trips, and even how we sow seeds before we leave to come back to our final destination, which is here in the US currently right now.
So you don't want to miss any of our episodes on the Smart Travel Jewels podcast, because just like Julian mentioned, we are traveling all over this big world, and we are definitely bringing you along for the ride, and we're going to leave our Smart Travel Jewels footprint wherever we go, with the people, in the community, and most importantly, in the food.
And so just like Delta said, if you have a love for travel, you are in the right place. Go and subscribe and follow us on YouTube to watch our YouTube channel footage that we just launched for this podcast this season. And also follow us on any place that you listen to your favorite podcast. Just search for the Smart Travel Jewels podcast.
So come along with us for the ride. It's going to be a journey you will never forget.
We'll see you all on the other side to see where we travel next. Until we meet again, stay tuned, stay hydrated.
Peace.
Hey, y'all. King Jewels here. In today's episode, we interview Mr. Oscar, a local resident of San Salvador, about his favorite places to visit, foods to eat, Bitcoin's popularity, and why all tourists should consider visiting El Salvador. You'll also hear a special birthday Jewels for Thought recap from myself on why you should consider celebrating your future birthday at the fun and adventurous Royal de Cameroon, the number one all-inclusive resort in El Salvador. Subscribe to our podcast, drop a voice message, and also share this content if you enjoyed today's episode. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Jewels Network. If you are a content creator, an influencer, entrepreneur, or even someone who is a podcaster, you can join the Smart Jewels Network today, where we travel, explore, and create international content through our customized tours. And so check out Smart Jewels Network today for resources and media essentials by going to www.smartjewelsenterprises.org.
Out here, y'all, having some ocean conversation with the DJI Pro Pocket 2. Okay, because we got, you already see what time it is. We got that windscreen. Hope you can still hear the ocean though. But I'm out here with the birthday king. What you got to say for yourself? We're having
hey,
this
y'all,
ocean
y'all gotta be out here in El Salvador.
Yes.
We wanna make sure that we are teaching those who are afraid to get out of their comfort zone. You need to travel to Central and South America ASAP, you all.
Got to.
Beautiful people. The culture is rich out here. And most importantly, you have all of this that you see behind us.
All of it.
You got waves, you all. You got ocean views.
Yes.
You got pupusas.
They got rice pupusas even.
You got all the traditional dishes out here, you
all. And they have pupusas now that are catered towards people that are vegetariano.
Yes.
Anybody that doesn't know what that is, you need to brush up on your Espanole, but we're going to help you. Help them out.
We'll help you a little bit. I had to take a little bit more of the tutorials and Duolingo, and also Rosetta Stone. Shout out to Duolingo. We definitely
got
to get a sponsor from Duolingo. You
got to. Duolingo, you know you're watching. Go ahead, make it happen.
But yeah, you got to come out to El Salvador, you all.
Yes.
Definitely make it a trip on your bucket list if you haven't been. I know this is our first time coming out here for our Forever Jewels segment. We wanted to make sure we celebrated in a new location that neither one of us have gone to.
Never.
And so make sure you make it a point, whether you are single, married, or even if you're looking for someone right now, make a trip out to El Salvador.
You got to
come out here.
Yes.
You won't be disappointed.
Yes. And this is our special beach segment for Forever Jewels. So we wanted to kind of talk to you all about this particular beach as well. And so a lot of people, and included, wants to just be getting in the water. It just don't even give a care, whatever's in the water. But unfortunately, El Salvadorian beaches are not for you. Not for you. No mas.
they got the horn to let us know that it's time to come in, you all.
Yeah, yeah.
So stay tuned. We got more activities coming soon.
Don't get in the El Salvadorian beach water, okay?
Yes.
Because there's too many rocks. And what's the other reason? We don't want you to bump your head and just, you know,
have an accident.
But definitely catch the views, because you know we're going to be caught by the water, by the ocean, by the waves.
You know, we got to make moves by the ocean.
Absolutely.
Y'all.
You already know what time it is, all right? So y'all stay tuned.
Stay up.
Stay washed in that ocean water.
And stay blessed. Bless up so
bless
you don't
up.
Have to stress up. Bless bo- up, bless bo- up, bless bo- up.
Bo-
All right, peace, y'all.
Peace.
We out here the day after the Born Day, the Earth Day, the Sun Day. And had a great breakfast. Great.
Desayunos.
Delicioso desayunos here at the Royal de Cameron Resort. It's been a great trip thus far. We've already done 3 major things within less than 2 days. And we still have 5 more days here, you all. And so it's going to be a great week ahead. We're going to recharge today as we make our way back to San Salvador a little bit later. And then we have some other dynamic plans and also dynamic excursions, we'll just call them. We got some excursions coming soon.
They're going to be dope, not dynamic.
They're going to be awesome. So make sure you stay tuned.
We got a lot in store for the Forever Jewels and Smart Travel episodes. We going to different places this season.
You saw the little boy, he just ducked.
Yeah, so we got a lot of folks that are gonna be on our footage being interviewed in their culture, their food, their sports, and most importantly, their politics. And so,
how is that most important?
Politics affects the economy, which a lot of travelers don't understand. Your gross DP, your domestic DP, and also what is the state of your dollar. Your economy is a reflection of your politics. And so we're gonna be trying to interview some people to let them tell us about Bitcoin that's here in El Salvador and how they've transitioned their currency to be more Bitcoin focused versus dollar focused. They still use US dollar here, but we wanna know how are they adjusting to using Bitcoin as their national currency here. So stay tuned.
Okay, so that's great. How are you feeling the day after your birthday? Tell us what's going on in the mind of the King Jewels.
I'm feeling like we gotta get moving. We gotta get the show rolling, because it's gonna be a great year. Started off with a lot of warfare on the birthday, but that's to be expected, because it's a lot of things that Yah has in store. So I'm just feeling excited of things that are to come. I think the one word that we said last night when thinking about how I am feeling for the new year ahead around the sun, I said awaiting. I'm definitely awaiting the favor of Yah to continue. Definitely awaiting the transition, the international transition of Yah to take place. And also awaiting just new opportunities and new international connections to fall into play. Yeah, it's all about traveling and also all about finding ways to make money while you are traveling. And so that requires a plan. And so looking forward to doing a lot of planning around the podcasting, the coaching, and even the travel services. We know we may kick back off the travel groups once we figure out this jab situation of who's open and who's not, and also what are the requirements of traveling and to get visas and to also get entry into certain countries. King Jewels signing off until the next time with the Smart Jewels / Forever Jewels segment. We got some tips and some hacks and some tricks coming for y'all to travel on a budget and to also still have a great time on a budget. So stay tuned for those financial smart jewels that we'll be bringing.
So, King Jewels, I see you out here watching this basketball game. Where you at? Tell the people.
Y'all know we at, I forgot the name of El Parque. It's right in San Salvador. We'll get the name right. But we out here enjoying some good Saturday competition. Yes. With the ladies, and they even have co-ed teams playing basketball.
So tell us more about kind of what you're experiencing. This is your third full day here in El Salvador. Tell us about how you're feeling today and kind of, you know, being able to celebrate your birthday but also experience a new culture.
I'm just loving just the environment. It's a lot of great energy out here. It's a lot of people that are literally sold out for their culture, their food, and most importantly, just their lifestyle out here. It's really laid back from other places that we've gone to. The people are literally very family oriented all throughout Central South America and even the Caribbean. And so it's just a wonderful experience just being able to take part in a new place that we're going to, and even being able to see and also live amongst the people.
Yes. How important is that to be able to be amongst the people instead of being in hotels and being in resorts and spas and things like that?
When you're around the people more, it's always going to be a better experience. You can't just stay where all the hotel resorts are, or the hotel row is. You have to be able to go and socialize, go and talk to the people. We've had breakfast prepared for us at our hotel that we're staying at. It reminds me of a bed and breakfast
and we've been able to talk to the staff, talk to the owner, I believe, even that owns the hotels. And so from there, we've been connected to different places to go and visit, different activities that are here local in the neighborhood, so that we don't have to spend a gazillion amount of dollars to go on tours when we have locals that can show us exactly the best spots and the best places to go to.
Yeah, what are you looking forward to today? I see you're enjoying the basketball games. Is there any plans that you have to take care of today?
Today we're gonna be going out to, I believe it's the Rainbow House Picnic Steakhouse. I forgot what city it's located in. We'll get that in the next footage. Y'all stay tuned. But we're going to be riding down the Rainbow Slide and having some good food, and also listening to some great music from some local musicians, you all. Local musicians that were listening to live music today. And so it's going to be a great way to send off this Saturday right.
Okay, that's perfect. And what are your travel tips so far that you were able to obtain today that you want to share?
Just some travel hacks that I would always recommend is to, Travel jewels, or smart travel jewels is what you need to make sure you keep in mind whenever you travel, is to talk to the locals. You may plan your trip to the T with having every day planned and mapped out, but there may be things that are local where you are staying at. Even if you're staying there, a hotel district, that in not talking to locals, you'll just be getting the glamour and glitz locations. You'll just be getting the premium dollar locations that you have to spend an arm and a leg, versus some experiences that may be free that are right in the neighborhood, right in the city, right in the local town that you're staying in. And so talk to the local staff at the hotels, talk to the local staff at the stores, talk to any of the local staff that you come across, because that is the true jewels of wisdom that you'll be able to get.
Okay, perfect. Any last words for this VWA King Jewels?
Well, basketball used to be my number one sport. Definitely was a tie between basketball and soccer or football. But yeah, I'm just excited to see different cultures playing a universal sport such as basketball here in San Salvador.
All right. King Jewels signing off.
So shout out to all the athletes and all the competitors out here. Stay tuned. Peace.
Well, it was really dope because I saw like the little Ninas running around with the basketballs, and that's like the influence of seeing older ladies or high schoolers that are women that are also playing sports. And so it's like being able to see someone that you aspire to be eventually when you grow up, is you could see the influence with the girls, the little girls, the Ninas, when you saw the older girls that were playing basketball. So that was pretty dope. And like just being outside in nature and being able to see basketball like in the street, not like Rutgers street ball, but El Salvador street ball. And like it's all official, so like we were talking about how there's no rec center, there's no like Y, or there's no youth center, so they literally just using the court, and they got everything still so official though. But then the other thing was like when they were throwing up shots, like you could see it's very windy, so now they have to account for the wind when they're throwing up shots too. And I was like, dang, you have to have a different level of skill to be able to play basketball in the streets of El Salvador. So it was like, it's dope to see kind of the same things that we experience in the US, to see them here in a different country, but they're still getting it. Like, you know, they're not out here slacking off or anything like that, but it's like a different way of getting it. And it's just, it feels so peaceful, and the community is out, like, you can see people just watching games. You see people bunned up with their booze, and you see little kids playing on a seesaw, and it's just like a community feel, and everybody just kind of rooting for each other. And you can not, it's not just what you see, but you can sense it too. And so I think, you know, in America, we kind of take those things for granted, and being able to watch the game itself just now really gives you a different perspective on how important it is to be surrounded by love, community, and even your neighborhood, and being able to feel that support.
Talk about the competitiveness. Did you see any competitiveness?
Yeah, absolutely. If you just heard, the girls is out there. They're helping each other. They fouling each other. And, you know, the madre is running to the sideline, trying to check on her daughter. How do you say daughter? Mi hermana? Is that how you say daughter? Hermana?
Yeah,
or is that sister?
You can say,
daughter.
Niños?
Niñas? So the mom, like, saw her daughter get fouled, and she was, like, on the ground, like, oh, my goodness. I think she got maybe, like, cut, maybe scratched in the eye or something. But the mom came to the rescue and everything. So it was, like, really cool to see that. And just the competition between the two ladies' teams, like, they were tight about missing shots. It wasn't just, like, regular, we just playing around in the playground. Like, it's a true level of competition. There's a scores table over there where they'll keep a score, referees, they were calling fouls. I mean, it was official. So I think it was probably still on par with what you would see in, like, summer league basketball, even for the ladies' side. So.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So you see another game is about to get started up.
With the little Ninos.
Any final words that you need to tell people about what you've seen from the first game to the second game?
Let's just say that you need to watch out for these little Salvador Ninos and Ninas, because they out here, Niñas, because they out here practicing, and yeah, it's not just an American thing, and like we've seen, I think we have a level of understanding that basketball is not just good in America, but being able to see people like, they really love basketball out here. And having a park dedicated to basketball, like this whole park is centered around the basketball court. All of the other equipment and activities are around the basketball court. So you already know, like, it's important to them. And just to see, like, even people walking around, it's not like just a few people, just the parents that are coming out to see and support the kids. Like, the whole neighborhood is out. What they say, the whole hood is out.
Exactly.
It's the basketball game.
Saturday morning. Special.
It's Saturday morning. Sabado. How you say morning? Morning. Sabado morning. Special. Especial. And we'll go with that. So it's definitely a thing over here. I think one of the things we underestimate in our culture, absolutely underestimate in our culture, it's just how important it is to be active, how important it is on, like, the weekend days to spend time with community, family, neighborhood, and, you know, it's a thing here in El Salvador. So it's really dope to see it and to experience it and be a part of it too.
Absolutely, y'all. Yes. stay tuned
y'all.
So we're here live out here at the park on this Saturday with one of my mi hermanos, Mr. Oscar, Senor Oscar. He's going to be talking to us about the Salvadorian culture here in San Salvador. So Oscar, how long have you lived out here in San Salvador?
Well, I live here around 30 or 40 years. My dad and my mom bring me here to San Salvador. It's so good here. Well, if you like coming to El Salvador, let's look in for my culture. Our food is so good, especially pupusas. I know, I don't know if my friend eat pupusas, but I invite to eat pupusas. They're so good.
We love pupusas. We had from Pupusa Marina, Pupusa Marina. Yesterday and also when we first came. So we love, we're a soy vegetariano, so we're vegetarians and also vegan. And so tell us about, where are some places that you would tell any tourist or any people traveling from America, where should they go when they come to San Salvador here?
Well, there are many, many places to visit here in my country. For example, the beach. There are many beach where people like to go. For example, El Tunco, there is a famous beach. There, a lot of people around the world coming to practice art. They say that it's the better beach to practice art. There are another place, for example, Cathedral. This is the is in the downtown, and Parque Libertad, Los Planes de Renderos. There are many countries that is good here.
I love it. We plan on traveling with the Smart Travel Jewels group and also the Run the Jewels podcast. Thank you for our Smart Jewels who are tuning in. And so, Oscar, what's one final parting word that you would want to say to anybody traveling from America, from Canada, or even from Europe, and why should they come to El Salvador? What's one of the main things you would say people need to travel to El Salvador for?
Well, the American people around the world coming from El Salvador, especially our custom, we are so lovely. If we find American people at the street, we're talking with them, we invite them, we offer a glass of water or something like that. That the important is that they feel comfortable. That's all.
Yeah, we definitely have felt comfortable since we've been here. We've talked to many people like yourself, Oscar. They've shown great hospitality. They've opened up their doors to us. The food is delicioso. We've literally been able to meet tons of people in a short amount of time. And the family aspect is phenomenal here. The family coming together, the family always coming and supporting one another, just as we're here at the basketball game today. One final question, Oscar. We forgot to talk about Bitcoin. Bitcoin is what we've been hearing a lot since we've traveled to El Salvador in reference to your monetary currency out here. El Salvador was one of the first countries to adopt Bitcoin as your main currency. Can you tell us anything that you've been hearing with the news or even yourself with your friends and family about using Bitcoin versus using U.S. dollars or even your current dollars out here?
Well, Bitcoin is easy to use here. So you got a good internet, a good smartphone, so you can go to whatever place, for example, at the marketplace, at the gas station, and anyone commercials. So they put advice of the out the store and say, we accept Bitcoin. If you have enough Bitcoin in your cell phone, you have to pay. It's easy to use. Sometimes I prefer use Bitcoin.
So y'all make sure you come to El Salvador and see how easy, like Mr. Oscar said, Bitcoin is, because Bitcoin is the future. And so we have to be ready for the future, you all. This is King Jules signing off for the Smart Travel Jules and also the Run the Jules International El Salvador edition for the podcast. Thank you, Mr. Oscar, for everything.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Peace, y'all. Hey, life is not for the faint-hearted. It's either you choose to get busy living or get busy dying. And if you're dying, you better be dying to the flesh, because life is short, you all. You gotta enjoy every single moment, every single breath. Can't let fear or the government, especially not the government, or any company or business tell you what to do and how to think. You have to be a free thinker, and you also have to be an innovator. You can't be a walking sheeple or be a blind sheep. You have to be able to think critically and think individually and not always collectively. And so any jewel that we can share with you all is to travel smart, travel far, and most importantly, travel with the ones you love.
Travel together.
Gotta travel with the ones you love. Because if you wanna go fast, go alone, but if you wanna go far, go together.
Yeah.
That's in Akan proverb from the Akan tribe in Ghana, in Nigeria, West Africa.
Yes.
So you wanna go far, you gotta go together with someone. You gotta put in the work, y'all. Put it in early, in your 20s and your 30s. If you get in your 40s, it's all right, but try to spend your 20s and your 30s putting in the work so that you can bask under the tree. Yes, y'all. Stay the course. Stay hydrated.
But most importantly, trust Abba, trust Yahweh, trust Yahushua. Peace.
This episode is powered by Smart Travel Jewels. If you're a content creator, influencer, or entrepreneur that is looking to travel to international countries and create global content, check out Smart Travel Jewels, a collective of content creators that are creating phenomenal content abroad. Join our exclusive online community by going to www.smarttraveljewels.com to sign up for one of our content creator tours and events.